Apple tries to please Wall Street.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Wednesday, the 24th of April. And investors today are getting their first chance to react to Apple's earnings report, which came in better than expected, but the company saw its first year-over-year quarterly profit decline in a decade. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
Apple will buy back $60 billion worth of stock and bump up quarterly dividends. All told, it plans to return $100 billion to shareholders by the end of 2015. After a recent plunge in share price, the company hopes to win over nervous investors by putting money back in their hands. Tim Beharin is president of Creative Strategies. He says Apple has two options. It can make more cheaper products to capture market share or keep making popular but expensive stuff that's profitable.
My gut is that Apple will not do cheap phones. But having said that, there are people who will only buy cheap phones, and that may be going to the Androids of the world and the Samsungs and some of the others who are willing to pick that up.
Either way, Apple CEO Tim Cook has hinted at a big announcement come autumn. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Well, Apple isn't the only company reporting earnings right now. And for more on what we've seen so far, we're joined live by David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Well, what are you getting from the companies we've heard from? I guess we've heard from about half of the ones that are going to report this season.
Yeah, almost half of the companies, at least on a capitalized value. And it's actually pretty good. We're looking for earnings growth, earnings per share up about 6% year over year. About 4 percentage points of that is coming from margins and about 2% coming from sales. So what that tells you is the overall economy is growing pretty slowly, but companies are doing a good job in holding their costs in check here.
They're cutting costs as they have been for some time. Now, one of the things that we don't find out about in an earnings season is private companies that are not publicly traded. Do we have any sense of how they're doing right now?
Well, yes. I mean, we know that it depends, of course, what industry you're in. And a lot of proprietorships actually have something to do with the construction industry. So if you've got something to do with home building, things are very good. Home prices are going up. Building activity is rising sharply. We've just seen the first above 1 million unit housing starts number for many years. Other areas, I think a lot of mom-pop retailers are having a tougher time because of the payroll tax hike. But overall, we're seeing an increase in profits, not just for publicly traded corporations, but also for proprietorships.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Walmart is losing its image man. Leslie Dock, who's Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs at Walmart, will be stepping down this summer after 7 years on the job. He joins us now from Walmart headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Great to be here.
Well, great to have you. And you are the guy that a lot of people say was responsible for improving Walmart's image. Do you accept credit for that?
Well, except that we have a great team here. You know, we as a company can make a difference on issues like sustainability, on healthy foods. We can hire veterans. We can bring manufacturing back to the U.S. And we set out systematically to think of the places we can make a big difference and go get it done.
And why does a company like Walmart feel it's necessary to do that? Is it just about improving the image, or is it something that is necessary from a business perspective?
No, it's made us a stronger business. It's allowed us to recruit people who care deeply about our mission. It's tied us better to our customers, and it's helped us save money. We announced that even though we're America's largest solar generator today, we're going to increase that more than sixfold over the next several years. And through that and through energy efficiency, we can save over $1 billion, we believe, in our energy bills. And we can return that in lower prices to our customer, which makes our relationship with them even stronger.
But if I were to go to my bosses at American Public Media and say, let's make sure that we're all working out of solar-powered offices, they might think that's a great idea, but they might not want to spend the money on it. Did you face any pushback?
Well, you know, it takes us to do the math and the analysis. But the great thing about these things is a lot of them, you can be a much better company and you can save money. But people also see the results. They see that the customer likes it. They see that our employees like it. And they see that it helps us in the communities in terms of our relationships with our customers and with elected officials. So it pays back.
What has been the biggest PR challenge while you've been on the job?
the biggest PR challenge is that people are very cynical, and they believe that we do these things simply for public relations. And I think it's interesting, particularly on a show where people are listening because they care about business, that one of the things we're trying to show is that a business can be a stronger business and a more responsible one at the same time. And so I think the biggest ongoing challenge is that people, in a sense, are looking for a bad motive.
You say people are looking for a bad motive. I wonder if you think that that a company like Walmart is held to a different standard than a company that's also big and huge like maybe Google.
No, I think any big company is deservedly held to big standards. And I think, frankly, one of the issues that happened with at Walmart is that – but it wasn't alone there – is that as the company got bigger, it didn't always grasp that people had bigger expectations of it. And I think that's one of the transformations the company went through over the last several years. It realized that a company of our size and of our relationship with our customer needed to address these issues, needed to be part of the solution. And my guess is that other companies, as they get bigger, and people look at their footprint, they'll have higher expectations as well.
Well, Leslie Dock, Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs at Walmart, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
And finally, to some new research from McGill University that finds playing Tetris can help treat a lazy eye. According to the BBC, adults who played the popular tile-matching game could train their eyes to work together better than those who used an eye patch. They also got really good at Tetris. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.